What's up, fam? Welcome to the Mostly Normal Gamers podcast, episode 168. Eight. Is that what we decided? This is our second go at it. Yeah, it's eight. Oh, I even wrote it down in our stream appropriately. Good job, John. Sorry for the technical difficulties there. I have a feeling my need for a faster PC is imminent, James.
Yeah, I'm in that boat. I've got a faster CD case. That's it.
Hell yeah. Hey, man. That's just further along than I am. Anyway, welcome to joining. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show, is what I mean. That's the voice of James would-be Hatfield. Is actually Halliday, Lord of BLP Entertainment.
I'm a would-be Hatfield?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
In another life or something, I'm not really sure. you look like you could be a rock star, man. Doesn't seem far outside of your reach.
Oh, man. That's kind of cool. I'd love being a rock star.
Yeah, I'd be dead already if I were a rock star, I'm pretty sure of it. All that...
The drugs.
Yeah, mostly. Alcohol, females, all that stuff would have ended me a long time ago, I'm sure. anywho, well, we are recording this on, let's see, Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. Chris and Angie can't be here today. I don't know why, but they had good excuses. Or at least Chris did. We didn't hear from Angie, so, you know, reach out to her and give her a hard time.
Angie was editing last week's show and having a lot of difficulty getting all of the files and stuff like that. So
yeah, you got to have the keys to the house, it sounds like, to get in. Anyway, if you want to be part of the conversation or have a pressing question you want us to weigh in on, feel free to hit us up at MN Gamers Podcast on Twitter. Let's see. 507-291-2991 if you want to text or voicemail us. You can also check out the newsletter mngamers.substack.com, and you can go to our website mostlynormalgamers.com and check that out and sign up for the newsletter there and see our pretty pictures and faces. And that's about it. And then James and I were talking about video games, which is what this show is about, before we got rudely interrupted. We were discussing the, you know, people being perturbed about Leon chasing after Ashley in the game and just how I have no qualms with it whatsoever, so.
Well, he was hired by the president to chase after her, so that made
sense. Yeah, it's true. He's just doing his job, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's the people that ship those two, that relationship. Even though, like, clearly, Leon is not interested in Ashley. He's just still hung up on Ada, so.
I know. He's got a lot to learn. anyway, like, that game is just excellent, man. I did start it right over again, like, almost instantaneously. I don't think I'll beat it before Star Wars comes out, which is in, like, 2 days.
Yeah. You don't think you're going to beat it in 2 days?
Well, I don't know. That second time through, man, when you have... I mean, no, I won't. But that second time through is so much faster. Like, it took me, like, about 24 hours. I was struck at how different the game was. Like, how similar and different. They just do a fantastic job with those remakes, man. Like, I just am... I can't believe how good of a job they do. Like, not only just, like, remaking them, but just making them feel... like they did back in the day, and still making them slightly different. They're great.
Yeah, it's like I said last time, or whatever time, it's like you're playing the game for the first time all over again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's exactly that. So yeah, and then I've been playing Metroid Prime and getting after you about game all of the year. My qualms with that. Yes, game of the year. I think I finally got through the section. I was stuck for like 3 hours, man, which getting stuck in a Metroid game is not unheard of. You know, I feel like all the 2D ones, I get stuck in them also. But I think it's a little bit more manageable, or it has been. And for some reason, I have the hints on in this game, and it didn't do anything. Like, even when I'm out exploring, I get sometimes annoyed because it'll keep reminding me, like, hey, we told you to go here, and you're not going there. And I'm like, I know, there's a reason I'm not going there, because I don't want to right now. And this particular time, it didn't help me at all. I was just wandering around aimlessly for, like I said, probably 2 to 3 hours. And then I finally figured it out.
Yeah, yeah.
And or the internet figured it out. I just...
I didn't help you? I thought you messaged me and I gave you the answer.
You may have. What was your tip?
I don't know. You said you were trying to get to the... was it the Phazon?
Oh, Phazon Mines. Yeah.
Mines, and I told you to go to the... What is it? Not the Tree of... I called it the Tree of Life. It's the Tree Chamber or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was somewhere different. It was a different... like what? Avenue way that I needed to go to that I couldn't figure out. Maybe that was where it was, but I don't think that's, I'll have to double check. But anyway, I did, it was something that I had the power to do, like every other Metroid game where you have the power to do it, but you just fail to do so, you know, all the things before you are sure that you can't do anything in that room. I think a lot of people were frustrated with that with the most recent 2D Metroid Dread that came out. I didn't really have that problem, but it seemed like a lot of people were kind of frustrated with it, like you being stuck in a room and not shooting the wall in the right spot or something like that to proceed forward.
The little Metroid moments.
Yeah. And those are always in every game, and I knew that, but...
And they do tell you. They do, like, preface it at the beginning. There are going to be walls that you must shoot, and... It kind of tries to teach you that early on, but yeah, a lot of people are getting stuck at a very specific spot, and it was widely mocked of a specific game developer who was having a lot of trouble struggling with that one. The old God of War director.
Oh, really?
Games. What's his name? David Jaffe?
Oh, from the original games?
Yeah, the original games. Yeah, oh, he basically was belittling that game because he couldn't figure out to shoot up. And everybody's, like, showing him, like, the videos where they explain how to do it or how, like, intuitive game design makes you want to shoot the enemies that are above you. So you do that, and then you accidentally blast the blocks. Anyway, they are kind of, like, gotcha kind of moments that are kind of notorious as far as, these games go, but I can totally understand people's animosity with that sort of game design.
Yeah, I love Metroid games for the most part. This one in particular is frustrating me, and I think I'm towards the end, and I only have 5 or 6 life things. What do you call those? Life packets. Life... whatever they're called. I can't remember what they're called. James had to walk away. He'll be back, I'm sure. Energy packs.
Life
energy.
Pack?
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about? Life pack.
Sort of. I don't know.
What do you get? Energy... the energy cells or whatever. You know, you can get up to like
E-tanks? Energy tanks?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are we talking about?
I only have like 5 of those. And I would have thought that like through... you know, 3 hours of aimless wandering, I would have found more.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah. Here no, we are. I totally get what you're saying. I don't know. There's not a ton. I think there are. I think you're right. There are 10 in the game. And I don't think they're super. I think you get like 3 or 4 of them early on. Then there's like a big kind of a lull, and then you gain access to like all of them near the end.
Maybe I'm not as close to the end as I think I am. I'm at...
well, you're at the Phazon Mines, right?
Yeah.
So you've got the ice beam.
Yeah, and I just got the plasma beam and the...
oh, shit. Yeah, you're right at the end then.
Yeah, so I'm facing that giant...
Omega Pirate?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And that dude's hard. Nice.
He's easy. What are you talking about?
Is he?
I don't know. Like, just use your visors.
Yeah, I know, right?
Use your visors.
Lesson learned from that one. I don't go without using my visors all the time. So
yeah, no, there is a trick to beating them that's actually quite, like, it makes it kind of trivial, but it's such a pain in the ass. I know what you're saying. Like, it's such a, I think one thing I would say is, like, I think when the troopers come out, just powerbomb.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I think that works. I think that clears out most of the troopers, so you don't have to worry about them, and then you can just focus on blasting his ass when he's, like,
refilling. Before he regenerates?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that.
I'm not 100%. Don't quote me on that. I know there's a trick to him. It's one of those things where it's, like, Metroid games always have, like, these bosses that are insanely hard, but then there's, like, a trick that trivializes them. Yeah. And if you get good at that trick, like, I'm thinking of Super Metroid, and there's that one fight where you're like, I think it's before you get like the high jump or whatever, and it's like that weird like beetle thing with all the babies, and it keeps coming out of the walls.
Yeah.
And what you have to do is you have to destroy these little like I don't know, like energy cells on the sides of the walls, and then live wires start appearing, and then you have to like let him grab you and then grapple hook into those live wires, and just like runs the current through you and just fries them in like seconds. You take damage too, but he dies way faster. And it's just like, I remember for so long struggling in that boss fight and being like, this guy is impossible. I hate him. It's such a, like, it's such a bastard. He does so much damage and he always gets you, and it's just a nightmare. And then learning that trick and being like, oh my god, he's so easy.
Is in which one?
Super Metroid, sorry. I was okay. Just referring to another boss.
I was just making sure that I heard you correctly.
You figure out those little tricks in those Metroid games, and then like subsequent runs become trivialized, and you're just kind of like, all right, well, move on to the next one.
I think... I also came to such a conclusion in Metroid or Super Metroid, like where I stopped playing it due to a similar instance of what I'm experiencing with Metroid Prime.
You know what?
And it's frustrating.
I think Super Metroid's more... I know it's widely regarded as the best Metroid by many fans. I highly disagree, but I mean, I think that it is... Its level design is good, but it's not super intuitive of where you're supposed to be going. And it leads to a lot of struggling. Like, where the hell am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? And I did that a lot. Even on, like, I've beaten this game multiple times. Like, I beat it this year. And this year I struggled with figuring out where to go. And I had beat it last year on stream. So, like, it's not that... It's just that the design isn't perfect, and unless you're playing it constantly and all the time, and it's, like, embedded in your head, first-time players, or even third- or fourth-time players that have not played it immediately afterwards, are going to struggle with figuring out where to go, because it's not well-designed. It's not intuitive for you.
Yeah.
It's not, and I think I love the game, I'm just saying.
Yeah, and I think Super Metroid also has the same... like features of game design as Metroid Dread, you know what I mean, where there is like, you literally have to try every weapon on every surface in a room before you say like, okay, it's not in here, I'm gonna go somewhere else.
Very much so.
And I think doing that in a 3D space is a little bit maybe just more frustrating for me than it was previously, or than it is in 2D games, because I don't know. It's weird. Because I love pretty much every Metroid game I've ever played. But the 3D aspect, I'm just like, ugh, I don't know. Gets to me.
Yeah. I really like Prime. I think Prime was the one that really pulled me into the series and made me re-go back and replay the originals. Because, yeah, it got me in. I think I love the aesthetic of space. I'm more of a... there's, like... You always find these people that's, like, do you like space or fantasy more, right? As far as, like, fiction, right? And I'm always leaning towards space. I want the future. I want to see what it's like. And the cool things, the gizmos. I love the aesthetics.
Why can't we have dragons in space? That's what I want to know. Why can't we have space fantasy? You know, yeah. What I mean? Well, I space mean, high fantasy, like wizards and dragons in space.
Somebody's got to play some Starfinder RPG. Anyway, the it is kind of I'm fine. I'll accept it like what it is, but I do like space. Speaking of space, guess what's coming out this week?
Is NASA launching something? No, Star Wars. Just kidding. I gotcha.
Yeah. Who's hyped for Star Wars? I'm stoked.
I'm getting there. You actually pre-ordered it, man. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Did you get it on? You play primarily PlayStation. On PlayStation, right?
Yeah, primarily PlayStation.
But which one? Which one did you get?
The basic one. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not gonna buy all the fancy stuff. I don't need that stuff. I'm at the age where I want to play the game. I don't need, like, I don't know, the art book and the digital art book. Like, give me a break. I can't even put that on my coffee table. I'm not going to open up Star Wars just to sit and watch, like flip through a PDF on my PlayStation 5. Who does that? Is this a thing people do?
They must, because it's a thing that people
buy. I guess so. I just find, if I want the art book, I want to be able to...
Yeah,
I don't know, have it out and about, somewhere that's with ease that I can just peruse through it, or if I'm going to be drawing and I want some reference photos or something like that, and I don't know, I'm not going to be sitting with it on my TV. That's just not the way it is cool, don't get me wrong, it's great that those files exist, but it would be almost nicer to see them and just hey, here's the PDF we emailed it to you.
Yeah, and you can print it if you'd like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you could do access it from, I don't know that this would make it considerably better, but you know how PlayStation is trying to have a presence on your cell phone. It would be cool if it was on their app and you could at least view it that way. You know what I mean? But you're right. You pretty much can only visualize it on your PlayStation that you have at home. And I cannot imagine a use case scenario for that. But I am stoked for the game nonetheless.
I am.
I'm hoping to finish Metroid by the time I need to.
Yeah.
So that's fingers my goal. Crossed.
Buckle down. You're there. You're right at the cusp of it.
Yeah.
You get the Omega Pirate dead. Find all the, what are they?
Energy tanks?
Chozo artifacts.
Oh, yeah, artifacts. Energy tank.
Get those artifacts. Yeah. You said you were down, you had three left?
Yeah.
Those are,
almost there. And so I bought the Dead Cells Castlevania DLC, but I haven't played it yet. So,
nice.
Anyway, what you been up to, James?
I played a little game called Dredge
last
weekend. And I 100%ed that game. That game was so fucking good. I can't preface how much I love that game. That was... I beat it and then went back and 100%ed it because I just wanted to have an excuse to play more Dredge. And it's it's this charming little, the aesthetics, the colors are so, simple. It's the way everything is drawn. It's, blocks of color. Big, you look up at the sky and it's just big splotches of different colors. And it just really, soft kind of look to it. Very soothing. And you're this little fishing vessel and you're going around, you've crashed, you're going around and you're just fishing up some fishes and you're selling them back to the townspeople. And then you're just kind of trying to solve some mysteries. Sorry, my dog is whining, weirdly whining right now. And it's just so distracting. Vivi, it's fine. the objective of the game is kind of ambiguous, and you've just kind of crashed your boat into the reef, and they've replaced your boat with this loaner, so you're going around trying to pay off your loaner. You pay it off pretty quick, and then you're just somebody's having you find these artifacts that are located in various sections, islands throughout the map. And there's like five areas and you're just sailing around. But like, it's like, don't go out at night because there's like a fog sets in. And then you start seeing weird shit. Like there's like, I remember seeing like, it looked like in the fog at night, there's this other boat like honking back at me. Like you can honk your horn as a thing and it'll like echo your horns back at you. And it seems to be like out there in the darkness. And you're like, what is this guy doing? And you're trying to finding him during the day. He doesn't exist. So like, there's all these mysteries and it's so cool. Like I just,
so you're just, what you were saying is it's like, I remember last week or 2 weeks ago, you said,
yeah,
you were looking forward to playing it because it looked like it was more than just, or you'd heard it was more than just,
yes,
a fishing boat game.
Yes.
And I take it that's accurate.
Oh, very true. Very. It takes place kind of like in the 1920s and it's very Lovecraftian. There's like, they're like, they always refer to the things of the deep. And there's like, the longer you stay out at night, the more your panic meter starts to rise. And the more you panic, the more you start to see things. Like you'll see like eyeballs watching you while you're sailing on the ocean.
Oh, wow.
Or like things will move underneath the boat. And it's, fish start becoming infected with weird like tentacles and stuff. It's weird. It gets nutty and it's so good. I strongly recommend anybody who's into that sort of lore, people who like Bloodborne or something like that, go check out the game, because Dredge is this charming game that you like start off just fishing and the next thing you know you're like solving this bizarre Lovecraftian tale, and it's so well done.
Yeah, I might, I don't know, I want to check it out, man. I don't know that I'll have time. How long did it take you?
I want to say, because I like wanted to do everything, it took me at tops 20 hours. But
oh, okay.
I think if you wanted to just play the game start to finish, I think you could do it in 10 if you were kind of just focusing on what you need to do.
Gotcha. Yeah, maybe if there's a lull at some point, but as you know, not only is the Star Wars game coming out, there's also you know, other stuff right behind it. Zelda.
Tears of the Kingdom.
Tears of the Tatuk. Too bad there's no good sounding acronym for that. You know what I mean?
I still think they should have just called it Breath of the Wild 2, Wilder Breath. Yeah. I'll say that till I die. I changed my Twitter banner on my profile to be that, because I don't know. It's so good. I just want that to be the title. Wilder Breath. It's a logical sequel.
Yeah. I agree. I remember there was a while there where people actually thought it was going to be Breath of the Wild 2.
It's like, are you serious? Like, when have they ever made a Zelda 2 of any sorts?
Except for Zelda 2.
Yeah, with the exception of the one
time. Zelda, the only time that they did it. Not in like 30 plus years, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you've been playing anything else?
I played that. I played this game called, God damn it, what's it called? Something Eyes.
The Hills Have Eyes.
Sorry, I have... No, not The Hills. Before Your Eyes. So I played this game called Before Your Eyes. Have you heard of it? So it's I think it's supposed to be a VR game, but I played it on my phone. And I signed in through, like, Chrissy's Netflix account, and it was a Netflix game on my phone. And it is a game that you play with the only real function, like, control function, is blinking.
Oh.
So the camera picks up your eyes and, senses your eyes, and then it does some tests with you, like, okay, blink, and it's like, blink naturally, and it'll like detect whether you're blinking or not. It's like, all right, good, that's all set up. You can look around, like, you move your finger across the screen, and it like rotates and changes like where you're looking. And the game starts you off, you're on a boat, and you're kind of like, there's this wolf like ferryman, and it's kind of like, it's implying that you've died, and he's like plucking souls, and he's kind of like going through your life to see your worth, and going to be essentially, you're going to be on trial to like, what have you done with your life, kind of thing, and you're going to be judged essentially. And so it's kind of
like, he's like Saint Peter implying, waiting at the gates of heaven, kind of,
or Anubis,
or that from
Egyptian. I don't know. I went with the dog because he's kind of lupine, but but yeah, he's like Saint Peter. But yeah, he's you're being judged. So he goes, all right, we're going to go through your life, and we're going to go through it piece by piece, and you kind of make decisions throughout your life by blinking at certain points. Like, you can turn the camera and look at something and then blink at it to choose one or two options, and it's got branching paths. I don't believe that it really matters what you pick. I think the story still unfolds relatively the same, but it does. I think it's better to pick the things that you personally would be attached to. I think it matters a little bit more. But the thing that really gets you is the fact that while you're watching these scenes, anytime you blink, the scene immediately changes and fast forwards in time. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 5 years. Like, that's how big of a jump through this character's life you're getting. And it gets these moments where you're like, I really want to see how this unfolds. I really want to know. And you become very conscious of your eyeballs. And you're like trying to figure out a way to hold your eyes open without blinking. And because you really want to get to the end of it. And like, half the time it'll cut off at this, like, you'll be like, oh, it's done, I can finally blink. And then they just start to say one more thing and you blink. And you're like, no. And you've lost that chance of viewing that. But it's, I think that it's forever. Worth it. I think that's why it's so good, is because you're reflecting on a life and you've got these glimpses of your memories, and in a blink of an eye they're gone, and you're like, you're moving on, and it's just so, like, I don't know, so self-reflecting. Anyway, I beat it. It's only about an hour and a bit long, maybe an hour and a half at tops. I highly recommend playing this,
depending on how many times you blink, obviously.
Yeah, oh, I guess so. But, like, there are some things where you get a breather, right? Like, the scene starts and you can't just immediately blink it away. It gives you a couple seconds to set up the scene. And then, like, there's an indicator when, like, oh, if you blink now, you're switching scenes and you know it. And, there's a twist in it that just, like, flip. You do not see it coming. Like, you know there's going to be a twist. And you're like, I see where this is going. And they totally 180'd you. And I'm like, oh my god, I did. It was, yeah. Anyway, end of the night, I played it in bed, which, my word of advice, do not play this before you go to bed. Because after I beat it, I just lay there crying like an idiot all night, thinking about the game and not being able to, because it's so fucking sad. Yeah. And but, like, not in a bad way. It's just like, oh my god, it hit me in the feels. It's got all these emotions and these twists and turns. And, oh man, I was just laying there crying like an idiot.
So what'd you play it on? I thought you said
I played it on my phone. I believe it's on, I think you can get it on VR, because a lot of the features seem like VR features, and I'm almost certain I've heard people played it in VR, but I'm not sure.
So how did you play it on your phone? I thought you said it was on Steam.
No, Netflix. Oh. It's a Netflix app phone. So I got Chrissy to sign into her Netflix account so I could play it.
Oh, I gotcha. I thought you said it was a Netflix game. And I don't think those are always, because, like, what's that game? Oxenfree. Isn't that Oxenfree 2? Isn't that going to be like a Netflix game? But I don't think it's going to be, are you going to get that game for free if you stream, if you have Netflix? I guess I haven't thought about that. Oh, cool.
I never paid for Before Your Eyes. I just downloaded it and started playing it. Maybe it was with the Apple Store app. I don't know.
Interesting.
But yeah, no, I highly recommend, if you are looking for an interesting game that really... Hey, did you play Florence? when it came out?
No, like, I don't like
years back.
No, if I know a game's gonna be like sad before I play it, I probably won't play it.
Oh,
and
shit.
I knew Florence was like gonna be sad, so I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't. I'm not trying to knock the genre. It reminds me of Florence. I just don't handle that stuff well. Like, it's kind of like horror movies. They stick with me for a while.
Yeah.
Like movies and like media that is like that is similar. It like sticks with me for a couple of days. So I'm like in a salty mood, not salty, but like kind of like almost
a funk,
you know?
Yeah. It clings to you.
So I don't,
no, like I totally get it. That whole next day I was like, just so not sobbing.
Blase.
But like, yeah. I was like,
is that James in the corner crying by that trash can? What is he doing over there? Is that a bag of milk in his hands? Where did he even get that from?
She's in Canada. Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Did you and... I apologize. I put out that other episode today, and I didn't have a chance to listen to it. I just edited it. But did you happen to talk about the Nintendo Direct at all?
Yes.
We did
go through it. We touched on some of the topics of the games that came out.
Gotcha. But, you said a couple. Yeah. I was kind of. I don't know that I'll. I liked the first Blasphemous. I don't think I didn't finish it.
Oh yeah.
But it was a good game. So I think that's gonna.
So
be...
I've never played it. I thought for some reason I thought Blasphemous was in the not great category of games.
I think,
but maybe I'm
you
remembering.
Do you
it
like
wrong.
2D Metro? You like Metro?
Yeah.
Games,
oh yeah.
Right?
I love them,
dude. I think it's totally in your wheelhouse. I think you'll love it.
Interesting.
To be honest, it's kind of like what's that other game you played this year that I couldn't believe that you hadn't played?
The Disco Elysium.
Yeah, it's kind of it's almost that, like to where I'm
where
like,
it's
oh, you
right
haven't
up
played
my
it?
Alley, and
yeah, I would assume that you would really enjoy it, and it's on Switch, which is what I had it on. I think there's a lot
also
of stuff
on Game Pass.
That time.
No, I might be thinking of something else.
I may have been at one point in time.
I'm thinking of Moon Scars or whatever it's called. That also that reminds me a lot of Blasphemous, from just the visuals.
Oh yeah. It's cool. I think it's like a 2D Bloodborne kind of.
Cool.
In a way, and I'm looking forward to that. And then I didn't even know that there was a Final Fantasy 16. Direct PlayStation State of Play. Did you know?
Oh, yeah, I watched it live.
Oh, how was it?
Fantastic! It's so good.
When
oh,
is that?
Man.
I'm speaking of how many games are coming out. When does that come out?
This summer, early summer. I want to say June, but it might be July. Those 2 months are basically the same month, right?
More or less. They all
run
together.
One is the start of summer. The other one's still the start of summer, depending on
There's
what
just
year
too
it is.
Too many good games coming out. I don't have time for this stuff. Because I can imagine that's going to be a very long game, and I'll probably still be playing Zelda.
June. It's June. The end of June. So it's basically the start of July. You know how it is?
Yep. Oh, is it? My son's birthday is the 30th. Maybe that's what I'll do for his birthday.
It's before
Final Fantasy.
You will, because it comes out on the 22nd of June.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So, you may say, hey, here's a, this is an Ifrit. He's murdering this man right now, so just, that's for you.
Happy birthday, kid. You want to watch me play Final Fantasy for like 10 hours? No? All right.
Oh, hope you have a good birthday, times. Though.
Yeah, it was nice seeing you. I like kidding. It's fun.
I know, me too.
Well, I hate to make this any faster than we needed to, James, but with that technical difficulties we had there at the beginning, I'm kind of behind the eight ball with other things I have to do tonight. But I want to say thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure, James. You know, if I'm in a funk, you always help cheer me up. Doing this show in general just kind of helps put a smile on my face sometimes.
Well, that's good.
It's my main purpose for doing it. No other reason. I'm not even recording right now. Just kidding. Thanks as always, James. What are you streaming tomorrow and yesterday?
I'm actually not. Yesterday I was streaming Breath of the Wild. We just got to the castle, of the Ganons, or like domain, and we're gonna fight them. But I think they want me to do some side questing before we actually go fight them. I literally just walked into the castle ready to fight them, and I was like, we should probably end it here. But so we're ready to wrap it up, and so I'm excited to do that. Maybe next
so
week.
How many hearts do you have?
I don't know, like 10.
Oh, okay. Going to fight Ganon with 10, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think I've got a little bit more now. But I was trying to get 13 to get the Master Sword or whatever, and you need 13 to pull it out of the rock.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, I just don't have enough. Damn it, I got to go get some more hearts. And then somebody's like, hey, try this trick where you can steal the Master Sword without needing to pull it out. And I was like, wait, what? And they're like, yeah, you just put a campfire right next to it, look straight up, rest at the campfire, and then, like, rapidly tap A, and you'll get the Master Sword without doing it. I was like, this sounds like fucking you move the truck in Pokemon, you get a Mew. And, like, this is, like, the bullshit you hear in the schoolyard where your kids are all gathering around spreading blatant lies to each other. But, sure enough, I looked up, set the campfires, stared up, rested, hit A or whatever, and Master Sword acquired.
Wow.
So I'm running around with I'm running around with a cheated Master Sword, loving it.
Is it different than the normal?
No, it's the same Master Sword. But it was just funny. But yeah, I'm almost done that. And then tomorrow I would normally be streaming, but I will be not streaming tomorrow because apparently my dad was born tomorrow years ago, so I got to do something for him.
Fair enough. You could try my birthday trick and tell him you're streaming for him. Do it in his
I'm
honor.
I'm streaming for him. This is your birthday stream. You better watch it.
That's what people like for their birthdays, James. Obligations. I know that's what I love for my birthday. I almost forgot, James. We got to do at least two or three of these trivia questions.
Oh yeah, I've been looking forward to this all week.
Kingdom Hearts combined the art and style of Final Fantasy with A, Disney, B, cel shading, C, anime or HDR lighting, D, anime. I think we all know this one.
What?
Kingdom Hearts combined the art and style of Final Fantasy with A, Disney, B, cel shading. Yeah, that's an easy one, Disney. Right?
Yeah, I was going to say. I thought that you were just blatantly telling me a fact, and I was like, oh, no. Yeah? And? Nope. But I see that you, yeah.
Sorry.
It is Disney, right? It's Disney? Yes.
Oh, at least I hope goodness. So. Maybe they knew something we didn't. Nope, Disney.
Cell shading.
What if all of these were just wrong? That would be great.
Yeah, that would be so. Well, it reminds me of, like, I remember reading a Game Pro magazine way back when the GameCube was a thing. And they're like, what is the first video game that starred Luigi? And I was like, oh, that's easy. Mario is missing. And they're like, no, it was Luigi's Mansion. I was like, but Mario is missing is literally a game that stars Luigi. That exists. I used to rent it on the Super Nintendo. It sucked. But it's a game that exists.
And what did they say?
Yeah, well, they are a magazine, so they didn't really respond to my yelling at the page.
That's how they get away with it all the time.
Yeah.
When playing the original Halo, what multiplayer option was not available to players? Oh, this I have no idea.
Battle Royale.
A, split screen. B, co-op. C, Xbox Live. D, local Ethernet.
I would say Xbox Live.
Yeah, you're probably right. Can you?
Because that didn't exist on the original
Xbox at all?
No, I don't think Xbox Live was a thing until 360.
Oh, I did not know that. I thought it started
I think. I'm not an Xbox player, but I'm pretty
you're probably
sure
right.
that was the case.
But I mean, I do. That does make sense when people are talking about having LAN parties and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I've been to local Ethernet. I've been a few LAN parties with friends playing Halo.
Sadly, I never have.
Bring mine. I just had to buddy up with somebody.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
We used to do the thing where you take like two chairs and then a piece of cardboard and you lay it across the screen so like the top screen and the bottom yeah. screen couldn't see each other, and then you'd have somebody sit on the floor and somebody sit on the bed or whatever.
Yeah.
Classic.
Those were the days, man.
Yeah. That was what we used to do.
What could Sonic the Hedgehog not do in the video games that real hedgehogs can do due to mistaken information about the mammal by the game developers? A, fly. B, swim. C, make friends. D, run faster than the speed of sound.
Wait, Sonic, the video game Sonic could not do, but real hedgehogs can?
Yeah, what could Sonic the Hedgehog not do in the video games?
Swim?
That real hedgehogs can.
I'm gonna, so there was swim, run the speed of sound, so I think that's
run faster.
That's a
out. Fly,
yeah.
Fly and make friends. I gotta go with
Sonic
make friends.
Couldn't fly. Yeah, I don't know.
But neither can
Sonic. See, Sonic wasn't the one not making friends. It was the players that played Sonic that wasn't making any friends.
Right.
Oh, well, got him.
Isn't Tails his friend?
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with
the answer swim. Is swim. Yep.
You're okay. Right. Yeah. Because, yeah, I'm pretty sure he just sinks, and then he drowns if he doesn't get enough bubbles.
Well, now we have to end the show 100% because I got to go email some hedgehog expert about whether or not they can really make friends. Because I don't know that I buy that. Are they social animals?
Yeah.
You know?
They must
it didn't be. Have I mean, a, it didn't have a reference on the card. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Who you know, look up. What is their state? Their what's their bibliography?
Exactly. Where's your references some... here? I'm writing this company tonight. I'll let you know next week how that goes. But in the meantime, let's continue on with our night, James. And thanks again for joining me. Good. If you want to find me, you can hit me up at Johnny Samsonite on the Twitterverse. James, where can people find you?
At Butlord Primus on Twitter, Hive, other things like Instagram. And then you can watch me stream games sometimes. I play them quite poorly. At twitch.tv/BLP Entertainment.
Awesome. You can find Chris at VG Occasion, Angie at Stellar Smalls. And then what else? 507-291-2991 is our voicemail and text. Podcast at mostlynormalgamers.com. MN Gamers. I already said that. At MN Gamers Podcast. And mngamers.substack.com. And that'll do it. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.